Greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website is www.crystaltemple.org if you want to keep up on all of our events, and our phone number here is 503-249-0303. I'm Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the show today. So I am also going to be taking calls throughout the broadcast, so please feel free to use any of the call-in numbers listed on the BBS radio website. And I know that I haven't been on air in quite a few weeks. David has been the host of the show for a few weeks, and I wanted to sort of give you guys an update as to what I've been up to. It's been so amazing and so busy. I don't know if David told you, but I traveled to Japan and spent a week in Japan. I left on a Wednesday morning and was back on a Wednesday evening, so two shows I was definitely gone. But Japan is so amazing, and I'm not being paid by the tourist department of Japan, but I wanted to share with you a little bit about the experiences that I had there, because I do honestly think that everybody needs to travel to Japan at least once, especially if, you know, you're native to the United States. The energy when you step off the plane in Japan is so open and so receptive and so loving and soft and feminine that it's almost like you walk back into the womb. It's just so comforting. And the as a woman going to Japan, I went on my own. I never, ever felt threatened or out of place or ever had any sort of concerns about my safety. And instead, I felt like I was much more empowered as a woman, and the feminine energy that was coming in was just really incredible. Just by being in their country, it activated something inside me. And, you know, I think everybody could benefit from a trip, but I went over there for some training, and I had a chance to travel all over Tokyo. And one of the most amazing places that I went in Tokyo, right outside of Harajuku, which is sort of a high fashion industry, like a high fashion area, is this place called the Meiji Jinku Shrine. And it was built in about 1918 for the emperor and the empress, after they had passed away. And the people of Japan donated 170,000 trees to establish this forest inside of Tokyo, inside the city limits. And at the heart of this place, the heart of this forest, is this beautiful, beautiful shrine where they have monks that live there, and the high priests and the people who run the shrine, they do a ceremony, a drum ceremony, twice a day for the prosperity and abundance of the people and the protection of the people. It's a prayer ceremony for worldwide peace and prosperity, and a sacred food offering to the deities that reside at that shrine. And I was so blessed to have the opportunity to stand there during this ceremony. It was just completely magical. The energy coming in was, there are no words. It's just, you feel your heart explode with just this love for every being on the planet. And when they talk about, you know, the mind of Buddha and the heart of Christ, you truly get a taste of that energy when you're at this place. And if you want any more information about this shrine in Tokyo, if you're visiting there or if you have plans to go there, I'll be more than happy to share with you, you know, where it is and how to get there, and you know, when the times are that you can go watch the ceremony. And they have a beautiful iris garden, and you know, when the times are that the irises bloom. It was just really amazing. I also got to go to the Kuan Yin Temple, which is in an older part of Japan, and that was a beautiful, beautiful Buddhist temple, and there was all sorts of shops and things outside the temple space. And also outside that area was this restaurant that I ate dinner at, and the restaurant had been in that same exact location in the same exact building for over 300 years. And it was just amazing to have this authentic Japanese dinner where you go in and you take off your shoes and you kneel on a bamboo floor and they bring out the dinner in the exact same way that they did 300 years ago. And it was so amazing to be able to just have this little piece, this little part of their culture, you know, and take that home with us, with me, and have that experience. I felt blessed. I actually cried on the bus on the way to the airport because I didn't want to leave. It's just such a beautiful culture, and a beautiful city. There was, you know, you can go shopping and there's dance clubs and karaoke, of course, but Japan is an amazing country with beautiful energy, and the people there, they really, really do everything in their power to make you feel welcome and to make you feel like you're at home. They truly understand the meaning of the word service, and they do it with such open hearts and love that it never makes you feel like you're putting them out, you know, to ask for anything. But instead, they always smile, and they're always saying, you know, how much they appreciate you being there and taking a, you know, taking just a piece of their culture and their society, you know, back into your life within your heart. It's just really a truly a heartwarming experience. So I wanted to share a little bit about my trip. I know that it probably doesn't have a huge effect on everyone, but my trip to Tokyo had a huge effect on me, and I really do hope and pray that everybody can have an experience as cool as that. So I wanted to definitely share it. But things have been so busy while I've been gone. I'm sure that David has kept you up to date of all the happenings that have been going on around here. And I wanted to take this week and talk about a few things coming up. One is the Transformation Week, and that's coming in September. And we also have a bunch of September programs. And we also, and this is the biggest thing coming to the United States in a few years, but the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, which is based in Tokyo, Japan, is coming to the United States and teaching, putting on a week-long teacher's program. And we are so thrilled to be hosting that program. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. I'll get David on the phone here, and he can help me talk about that as well. But things that are coming up in August, and the things that I'm sure everybody is really excited about is... David is offering these, we do group spiritual activations here every week where we open up the dimensional veils and we bring in the beings and the energies every week. It's a different being or a different energy of an archangel or a master of light, and we anchor those energies here in the temple in Portland. But starting in August, David is going to be sending those energies out remotely to anyone who signs up on a membership. And the membership plans are very affordable. It's only $30, and you get anywhere between 4 and 5 activations a month. And so David actually just joined me on the radio. And did you want to talk a little bit more about these remote activations you're going to be starting in August?
Yeah, that'd be great. The reason this is such a powerful thing is that here at the Crystal Temple, we have established a very powerful energy vortex, which actually steps the energy from the highest vibrations all the way down to the physical, and we've done that using crystals and sacred geometry and special ritual work, and we've been building on it for many years, so it's been getting more and more powerful. And we actually have constructed on the etheric realms a very large vortex of energy, kind of like an interdimensional gateway. And so this all comes into play when we transmit this energy out to the people around the world.
Cool. Well, if you are interested in that at all, even if you have any more questions about it, and I'm sure I can pick David's brain a little bit more about that as we get in later into the show and start talking about this gateway. But if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. My personal email address is amanda@crystaltemple.org, or you can email David at david@crystaltemple.org, or call the show. 503-249-0303 is the Crystal Temple number, or you can call in to any of the BBS radio call-in numbers and ask us any questions over the radio. We'd love to answer those as well. So, since we're on the interdimensional porthole gateway Stargate conversation, do you want to share a little bit about this upcoming interdimensional portal workshop that we have coming up here on the 9th and 10th of August?
Yeah, I sure will. Like I said, we have been constructing this thing for quite some time, and a lot of the work has been done on the higher dimensions. And if you want to experience the energy of the Crystal Temple, you can all do this at home. It's as simple as just closing your eyes and relaxing, and just repeat the word Crystal Temple maybe 3 times or as long as you like until you tune into the energy, and it'll come in fairly fast. You'll feel the energy flow in to your body, and it's a wonderful healing energy. And for those of you who are able to shamanic journey or to astral travel, you can actually come and visit the temple on the higher dimensions, and when you do, you'll find that it is a fully functioning place with many people receiving all types of healing and all sorts of activities and meetings and things going on. So I invite you all to tune in and check it out. And what we have coming up here is we've been guided to actually construct a physical device through which this powerful energy vortex will anchor and thus create an even more powerful download of energy to the Earth plane. And we have been receiving guidance on the construction of this over the last year, and we've been kind of holding off on actually building it until it was the right timing, and we had, all the other work done and that we were doing as far as remodeling and things. And so coming up here soon, we are offering a weekend workshop. It's going to be the 9th and 10th of August. It's only an $80 fee to participate, and we will actually be constructing this interdimensional portal, or what we're calling a Stargate. Now, we have started construction, and some of it is in place, but it's not quite right. So I'm going to be having everybody take it down and tear it apart and reassemble it. So it's going to be an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be adding a lot of components to it. And what this will do is the basic structure is an octagon in shape. It's approximately 30 feet in diameter. It's created out of a metallic truss system. And from this metallic truss system that hangs up near the ceiling, eight walls descend down to the floor and ground into the floor. And these eight walls become energetic mirrors. And so you end up with a three-dimensional octahedral column that stands above the temple floor, approximately 17 feet tall and 30 feet in diameter. And then the energy is downloaded into this column, and as the frequencies ride on the walls of the column and accelerate and gain momentum, it causes the walls to become mirror-like in nature. And once they form into a mirror, then the energies that collect into the device reflect back and forth within the device, and they cannot escape. And as more and more energy comes into the device, it accelerates.
So it's like a nuclear reactor of sorts.
It is. It accelerates to the point that it reaches supernova. Now, this isn't going to be an explosion of physical matter. This is going to be an explosion into physicality of spiritual energy.
Mm.
So, but the principle is very similar. And within the octagon, then we'll be putting in various structures to stabilize the energy that's brought in. And around the perimeter will be different crystalline structures to balance and anchor the energy. And so it's actually going to be a physical construction project. We're going to be working for 2 days with tools and building things and assembling them and putting them in place. And then on Saturday night, we're going to do an activation where we actually call in the energies and the beings to activate this new device, so that'll be fun too. And if anybody wants to join us for that, that's August 9th at 7 p.m. and the cost of that is $20.
And that's just for the activation.
Yeah, that's just to come and activate. You don't have to break a sweat on that one.
So the whole like point of this project, you know, is to bring these energies into the physical to help ascend man. And in combination with those, with the weekly group activations, can you sort of talk about how the energies of this Stargate, if you will increase the amount of energies felt through the remote activations?
Yes. The energies that we bring in with the remote activations are coming through the same portal right now. And the energies are brought down through the dimensional portal we have established as the Crystal Temple and are transmitted out to the people remotely. So any increase in the amount of flow here at the temple has a corresponding increase in the energy activation of people in their, you know, remotely receiving the transmission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else you want to share about the remote activation?
Yeah, I've been doing these remote activations for 4 years, and people have had very wonderful experiences with them. I've noticed that as people come to these activations on a regular basis, that they see huge changes in their life and the way they interact with other people and just their functionality in general. To give you an example, this coming month, we're going to be bringing in the energies of Mercury, the energies of Master Merlin, the energies of the elves, and the energies of Archangel Raphael.
Mm.
Now, these are like incredibly powerful spiritual beings and energies, and for any person to connect with these beings and energies is to bring an increase in their awareness, their health, their functionality, and their ability to create the life they want here on the planet.
So, as we mentioned, if you are interested at all in receiving these activations in your own home remotely from the Crystal Temple, please do contact us. We'd love to get you on the program. It's only $30 a month, which is way less than a gym membership, and we'll do way more to your light body than you know, anything else. So it's like meditation on steroids, but it is a complete activation of your light body with these energies. And you heard it here from David. The more energy we bring into the temple, the more that will be available for people to sort of soak up out in the world, no matter where you are. And I know that you've had really good response to a lot of your remote work, including people who live in Singapore and Japan and Europe. Did you want to share anything about that?
Yeah, I would like to share something about the people receiving it. It's true, I've had people that have really wonderful experiences. And I would say that the person receiving the energy does have an effect on what they receive. You are in control of your energy field. And so if you do choose to sign up, I would ask that you take the time during the activation to, like, sit down or lay down and to kind of center yourself and tune in and ask to receive the energy. And this will bring you the most powerful experience, because the only thing that limits how much energy you receive is how much you allow yourself to receive. And if your attention is focused off on other things, such as you're watching TV or off doing some errands, you likely will not notice too much happening. But if you take the time to tune in and connect and receive your transmission, it can be very powerful. And one other thing is that we, in the future, are going to be doing some other work with this Stargate, this vortex. And I ask people to participate now to help support the Crystal Temple so that we can fund this greater work. Because after the Stargate is in place and all the energy is downloading, we are then assigned to go out into the world and to place beacons or receptors in specific positions around the planet to receive this energy. So the energy would flow in through the portal, and then it would resonate out to these different beacons and create a grid work across the planet, thus transmitting these energies to everybody that lies within the grid work. And, you know, this is a wonderful program. This is an incredible blessing brought to us by the Hierarchy of Light and the Galactic. And it needs people's support. You know, it's going to cost us a lot of money to create these devices and put them in place around the world. So I ask you all to please join in and support us. And at the same time, you can receive these energies and be blessed by them.
And I wanted to just bring up a real quick question, or a real quick comment on the things that will be placed. And just clarify a little bit. These devices that are going to go in the ground are going to go into specific junctures and ley lines. And it's sort of like acupuncture for the Earth to relieve pressure and re-divert and assimilate the energies on the planet so that we can ascend into this next dimension now that we have, you know, all the energies coming to the planet. Did you want to expand on that a little bit, or am I asking you way too many questions?
No, I think you said it very well. That's what it does. Yes, it's you know, the grid work exists, but due to mankind's like our false belief systems and our the things we've created on the planet with our will and our emotional baggage, it's like we've kind of plugged up a lot of these natural energy flows within the planet. And so not only do we need to bring this healing to the individual person, but we can also help the whole planet by bringing these same healing energies to the planet itself, and take a more holistic approach. We have to heal ourselves, and we have to heal the damage we've done to our planet.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the goal.
Cool. So those are like the remote stuff that's coming up, the big things here in August that we've got planned, you know, and we have our usual once a month potluck. We've started a romantic living night where we do a lot of tantric exercises, and we have a beautiful couple, Jonathan Batley and Crystal Lee, that have really stepped up and committed to lead these romantic living nights. And you participated in the last one. David, do you want to share a little bit about those?
Yeah, it was very romantic and
romantic.
Well, it was a journey of the senses, I guess, mm-hmm. is what it would be. It was all about learning to work with your senses, to be more aware of the world around you and all the beauty in it, and to feel more, to see more, to hear more, just to really kind of connect with the world around us and become a part of it in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the romanticism is in how you can do that, like with your fellow man or woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not leave out the women. So, and then at the end of the month, August 30th, you're offering your prosperity and manifestation workshop. And this is amazing. I always like to bring this workshop up because it really is powerful. And David has done an amazing job in putting together all of his knowledge and experience and ritual and meditation and everything that he has done in his life to manifest into the physical. He's put together in this 5-hour workshop. And did you want to share anything about that particular workshop that is coming up at the end of the month?
Oh, sure. We all need prosperity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great opportunity for us to come together and actually work together to bring prosperity to us. You will actually be working on bringing prosperity into your life. It's not so much a class where we teach you things as much as a class where we all participate together to draw prosperity into our life. And that is done through meditation, visualization, and many hours of calling in different energies and for healing and change in our lives, and ritual work to make changes, to call down the power of different beings that can assist us in this goal. And everybody can come with your old baggage and things you want to get rid of, because the first half of the class is about getting rid of all the stuff that we don't need anymore and that's not in our way, you know, that's blocking our progress. So we're going to dump all that old mental and emotional baggage, and then the second half of the class is all about healing it and bringing in the new. And so come with your dreams of what you want to create, and we will do our best to empower you and help you create that. And doing this work as a group in the temple for 5 hours is a very powerful kickstart to your manifestation process, because all your work is amplified by the temple and by the group, and so it becomes a good way to make change in your life.
And you get to stand in the middle of the Stargate while we're doing it, so that's kind of a bonus.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about, I know that, like, we've sort of loaded you up with a lot of information so far of all of our remote stuff, but I wanted to talk about the three big week-long programs here, since I'm about halfway through my show. We have three different week-long programs coming up here in September and October, and I wanted to touch on all three of them for just a little bit, because if you have never been to Portland, if you've never been to the Crystal Temple, these three events, you know, if you pick one or pick them all, it would be a great, great opportunity for you to come and visit and participate. And the first week is the week of September 1st, so it's Labor Day week, September 1st through September 5th. And we are hosting Gudni Gunnison, the master teacher of the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. And you can read all about the Mystery School on the www.rmmsint.com website, or you can email me and I will be glad to give you that information. And he is going to be teaching a whole ton of classes and doing a whole ton of activations with, he has what he's called the Shambhala team, which is a team of people from Japan that actually hold the keys to the new Shambhala. And they're traveling around opening gates of energy to bring in this, you know, Shambhala is this time of 1,000 years of peace and prosperity and cooperation within humanity. And the people he's traveling with hold the keys to that, to open the gates for that energy. And they are coming here to Portland. They're coming here to do some great events, and they're also traveling throughout the United States. I know they're going to be in New York. Is that right, David?
Yes, New York, Toronto, Florida, and L.A.
L.A. and Portland. So if you live in any of those areas and are interested in the Shambhala events, definitely let me know, because I'd be more than happy to give you all the details and put you in contact with the people there. But this is an amazing first step in really anchoring the energies of Shambhala into the planet to help ascend humanity into the next level of being that, you know, we're all striving as light workers to do. So anyway, Gudni is going to be here. And on September 1st, he is doing a class on ghost hunting. Do you have information on that, David, that you could share?
Yeah, ghost hunting with Gudni Gudnason. And Gudni has worked in some of the most haunted buildings in the world doing ghost busting work. And so he is probably one of the most knowledgeable people on the planet in regards to how to deal with beings on the other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
He has extensive training for his whole life. He started when he was very young. In fact, as a child, he was completely functional on the other dimensions. It's a long story, but he's been able to work on other dimensions his whole life, and he's been receiving training and working with them through the mystery schools for most of his life. So this man has, because of his credentials, has been brought into many very haunted places that where people needed assistance throughout Europe. And if you go to our website and look at the flyer, he's got a bunch of them listed on the flyer of places he's done work. But he's going to share about that work and tell people, give people some tools that they can use in dealing with ghosts, you know, if in their cities. And
and he's never offered this before, ever, anywhere.
Good point.
And so, you know, to pick his brain about this particular subject is invaluable. I personally have taken a lot of training and am still really looking forward to that class, because I want to ask him a few questions. So.
That's great.
And then on September the 2nd, we have two classes. One is True Vampire Magic. Now, vampires are a race of being that exists on our Earth, and they're very powerful, and they're very knowledgeable, and they have started working with Gudni a couple of years ago and have sort of come out as we are approaching the end of times to, you know, work with us humans, even though we've been so mean to them. But they have been so kind to us and are working with us to help, you know, facilitate a lot of healing and, I don't know, what else would you say about that?
It's
so powerful.
This class has only been offered once, and mm-hmm. that was in Japan. And there's some people that we know that took the course
mm-hmm.
and came back to the United States. And one of the things they were taught was how to do a special healing practice.
Right.
And they did this healing practice on some people we know, including you, Amanda.
That's right.
And Amanda was absolutely blown away by it. And that's what I heard from the other people, too. So we're excited to get this class.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. And I'm just so excited. And then that evening, Gudni and his wife, Echo, will be doing a passionate living evening. And they are going to teach about Egyptian magic and some teachings from His Holiness the Dalai Lama about, you know, living your life with passion and what you can do and rituals that you can do and really bringing in that energy, that root chakra energy, to help with manifestation. Then Thursday the 4th, Echo and her Shambhala team are going to be offering Cleopatra's Beauty Secrets, where they really unlock the keys to the goddess that evening and open up those gates of femininity to really flourish here in the United States. We are sorely lacking that feminine energy. And, you know, Japan was a huge experience for me to really get in touch with that energy that is so foreign here on U.S. soil. So they're bringing it over here to really unlock those gates and give us the keys to bring forth that energy into our life. And then Friday, Friday is the big Shambhala event, and this is going to be huge, and it's only $35, which is amazing. And we have DJs and snacks and all sorts of like craziness that's going to happen, as well as the Shambhala team being here to facilitate the event. You want to say anything about that?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Bring on Shambhala. I'm tired of all the fighting.
Bring on Shambhala. 1,000 years of peace. I'm ready for it, too. So that's the first week in September. And then the second week in September, I'm going to throw this over to you, David, because you are so good at talking about this transformation week that we're offering here at the temple. I wanted to get your opinion on what it is, what it entails, what's included, what's not included, and how, you know, if somebody is interested, what the benefits are of coming and really, you know, attending and participating in this transformation week. And I know he's grabbing some information, and as you can hear, a phone is ringing in the background, but it will start on Wednesday, September the 10th, and run until Sunday, September the 14th. And it includes a DNA activation, which is an activation that has been used within the mystery schools for over 3,000 years. It will also include a cord cutting, which cuts you from all of your past, all of your, you know, emotional baggage. And what else does it include, David?
Plus.
Dun, dun, dun.
In this 5-day-long program that runs 5 days and 5 nights, is
not all night.
But believe me, we'll go till you're worn out. You will get your money's worth, and we will be teaching you everything that you need to know to be qualified to attend the Mystery School Teachers Program,
which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. It's coming in October. Yay!
And that includes a number of mystery school classes. The first would be the sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sacred geometry class, we learn about three energy fields which create the basis or the foundation for all energies that we work with. And those are the cube, the sphere, and the pyramid.
Now I want to like interrupt just a minute about the sacred geometry. You can take all these classes separately, but the sacred geometry is by far the most applicable class that you would ever take, because it teaches you how to clear and grid and seal a space and make your space into a holy temple. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt and like totally railroad your panache.
Okay, so like she says, there's two parts of the class. One is getting these energy fields integrated into your energy field, so that you'll be more functional in everything that you do and more empowered in all work that you do, no matter whether it's physical or spiritual, because these three energy fields are the basis for all our reality. Okay? The second part of the class is clearing, gridding, and sealing a space, so you can make a protected space for you to live, sleep, eat, do your work. Okay?
Take healing appointments, do channelings. I know there's a lot of readers and healers out there, and this is so imperative, and I just want to take a second for all the people that do readings and channelings. This sacred geometry class, you know, when you're doing a reading and you're not quite sure what, you know, like, you know, you're reading and you're like, wait a second, what is that? That's sort of like discordant energy. I feel sort of weird, and you kind of like shake it off and continue your reading. If you take the sacred geometry class, you will have a space that is totally cleared and gridded and sealed so that you can connect with your higher self and to the guides of the person that you're reading, and you're not going to have any interference, which is invaluable for somebody that's doing a reading. I can tell you from experience. So
yep.
This is offered.
And people come to the temple here, and they're amazed at the energy that we have here. And this is the foundation for creating that energy that we have here. And we actually teach you a ritual for creating a temple space in this class. And it's the same ritual I still use for our temple here. So it is a very powerful teaching.
Yeah. Okay, so that's part of Transformation Week. What else?
Next is astral travel. And in the astral travel course, you'll learn about astral travel, what's important to do it, to be able to do it, how to do it, and be safe when you're doing it, how to prepare for it so that you're successful when you try to do it. And we will actually take you on numerous journeys, astral traveling, and you will astral travel. And don't be scared. It's a fun thing. We'll do it together, and you'll love it.
And we have amazing experiences when we astral travel together. Like, we'll have 10 people in a class, and every single one of those people will come back with something that somebody else recognizes, because we all went to the same spot. It's like everybody in the class validates what everybody else, you know, experienced. And it's really a fun time to share and have these experiences together. So.
Okay. Next, we have a very powerful training. This training actually is two full days of training in shamanic journey. And in this class, you will learn about the 12 different dimensions. You will journey to many of them. You will experience things you've never experienced before. And the whole time, you'll be developing your gifts of clairsentience, clairaudience, and clairvoyance. And so it's a very powerful class.
This is a huge class for channelers, too, because if they want to bring the information down from the higher dimensions, this class really, like, stretches those muscles and gives you tools that you can use when you're channeling to really bring back correct and valid information.
And, of course, you'll be taught how to do it safely and protected, and to not get yourself in trouble, which is very important any time you're working with things on the other dimensions.
And bonuses this week, we're doing drum circles. We're doing your, like when you're here, we'll have a group activation so you can you can experience the energies in the physical if you've been receiving them remotely. You know, it's a great opportunity to come this week, get the training, and actually sit in the temple for a group activation. We'll have dancing with the spirit dance, and then Saturday
is a big day.
Saturday is a huge day.
Saturday you'll be initiated into the Great White Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. And the Brotherhood of Light is the group of beings that acts as the interface between the angelic realm and the human realm. Their job is to bring the energy down from the angels into the realm of man, so that man can have the life that they have here. And this is the Mystery School Initiation. And if you're listening to us on the phone, it's probably just the thing you need. And it has incredible benefits. You're in the temple for about 10 to 12 hours that day. The beings will be working on you the whole time to upgrade your energy field and all your circuitry so that you can be prepared to fulfill your contract of what you came to this planet to do your life's work. And they will be preparing you all day for that. And they'll open your central core up 10 times. It's the size to flow 10 times more light into your body and to the earth. And you'll get 4 new guides, a higher level of protection from the hierarchy, direct connection with the angels and masters of light, heightened clarity.
You'll also get seals placed in your aura, which is the coolest thing out of the whole thing. If you're clairvoyant at all, you will be able to spot an initiate because those people will have these special golden seals in their aura. And we actually had a friend of ours that was pulled out of the crowd when they went to go see the Dalai Lama because he was recognized as an initiate and pulled into one of the back rooms to meet the Dalai Lama. So this is a huge initiation, and I guarantee it will change your life. If you're on a light worker path, if you're a teacher, a healer, a channeler, this is something that you need for sure, because this takes your work to a whole different level and gives you the empowerment to really take it so much farther than you could ever imagine doing it without. And I'm not just saying that because I do it, but because I've done it and it completely changed my life. So.
Yeah. This program completely changes your life. It sure did for me, and I've never looked back. I just keep on the path. More training, more initiations, more growth. And there, these tools, there's nothing that accelerates your spiritual growth faster than these tools, and helps you to be more functional here in Earth life.
Mm-hmm.
Because
absolutely.
There are so many spiritual trainings out there that can kind of, the goal is kind of like to get far out there. But, you know, you get far out there and you're just like in a meditative state, but how does that improve your ability to, you know, function, gain a job and
manifest,
you know, manifesting
right.
your needs here in the physical, or interacting with your fellow human, you know, in a way that's beneficial for mankind. And whereas these trainings and empowerments offered by the Mystery School are help you to become more functional and empowered to create the dream, you know, a dream life here on the planet in the physical.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the last day, Sunday, we're doing the vibrational lightworking class, right?
Yes, and this class is now that you're an adept because you've been initiated. You have special powers. You really do. And you have the authority to work with these spiritual beings on a much higher level. When you bring them in for assistance, they are there to help you. And this class, we will teach you how to do different healing modalities on the energy fields of your fellow classmates. And it's actually a very powerful holistic training where you go through numerous energy systems of the client or recipient of, and you work on many different systems, such as the we'll teach you how to work with the etheric level and clear their etheric lines. We'll teach you to work with the astral. We'll teach you to work with the auric layers and the chakras. We'll teach you to work with the magnetic fields and the elemental fields, and you'll learn the structures of these different things on the human body and how to balance them and clear them. So this is a very powerful class, and with your new training and authority as an adept, as an initiate, you will find that your abilities, whatever your abilities are, they will be totally magnified, and you will find out that you're able to do so much more. So
this week of programs is huge. It's September 10th through the 14th, and separately, this would cost you like $1,800 if you took it all separately. But we are going to offer it to you for $1,500, and if you sign up by September 1st, you can get it for $1,250, which is a huge discount off of the price. And I know that there's so many people out there just waiting for training like this. Definitely take us up on the offer. Come see the temple. Come for the Transformation Week, because it will be like nothing you've ever experienced before. I guarantee. And if it is like things that you've experienced before, I give you your money back, because I just truly believe that this will rock your socks off. So if you have any questions about it, please feel free to call in either here on the show, on any of the BBS radio call-in numbers, or call me here at the temple, 503-249-0303, or shoot me an email, amanda@crystaltemple.org. Now, everything from this Transformation and Empowerment Week is all prerequisites for this coming Mystery School event here at the Crystal Temple, and that is the Teachers and Healers program coming in October. And we're so excited to offer this here. It's the first time it's been in America in 2 years, I think, and we don't even know if it's going to come back. So we're just like thrilled not only that it's here, but also the fact that we're hosting it, and that's just huge. So we have a few programs coming in October, and I'll get right to it. So the first thing is October 15th and 16th, we're offering Keys to Mastery. And David, do you have some information over there about that class?
Yeah, the Keys to Mastery gives the students in-depth knowledge and understanding of ritual magic and its uses throughout the ages and throughout the world. But I have to say that this class is limited to people who are already initiated.
Right.
So so if you're new to this, you got to do the initiation first.
Right.
And this class is designed to prepare people for the warrior program of the Mystery School. Because in every traditional shamanic teaching, they have a warrior path and they have a healer path. And so it is with the Mystery School. They have a warrior path, and that is what they call the ritual masters. And so for somebody who wants to get involved in that warrior path and understand the use of ritual magic, which is used greatly in that path, then this would be the class for them.
And then the teachers program, the teachers and healers program that we're so excited about, the prerequisites for that are basically the transformation week of programs. The astral travel, gifts of spirit, adept initiation, and adept two. Is that correct?
And sacred geometry.
Yeah. Sacred geometry, astral travel, gifts of spirit. Yeah, right. You got it. And the teacher's program is running October 17th through October 22nd. It's 6 days. Previously it was only five, so they've added a day. This is where you learn the method of over, you know, that has been used for over 3,000 years, that started in King Solomon's temple, of the DNA activation. This is the vibrational bio, what is that called?
Vibrational matrix light encoding or something.
Something name, but
we call it DNA activation.
Yes. And that's where you learn how to do it. We will also be offering in the evenings the Jikiden Reiki, which is like university for Reiki. If you're a Reiki master, Jikiden Reiki is like taking it to the next level.
Yeah, Jikiden Reiki will be taught by a master from Japan in the lineage of Master Usui, and the master teaching it is not only a Jikiden and Reiki master, but he is also a master teacher of the Mystery School and a very high level initiate. So the power of the Reiki that's handed down is much more powerful. When I took the program, we did level one and two, and it was a total of five attunements, and each attunement lasted for quite a while. And I've heard of people. I've heard of people getting their level one and two in like, you know, a half hour or something. This was a 3-day program, and I think we're doing a 5-day format here, five nights,
mm-hmm.
like 3 to 4 hours a night for five nights. So it's an extensive training. You'll learn all about the history of Reiki. You'll learn about Master Sui. You'll be trained in the application of Reiki for medical use. They'll talk about that at least, because in Japan it's used greatly in the medical field.
And there's no prerequisites, right?
Yeah, this is open to everybody.
Right. And then also we have going...
Thanks.
Oh, wait.
And one more thing I want to say about the Reiki. We had almost 30 people in the class, and two-thirds of the people were Reiki masters that had been taught in America. And every single one of them said that this was amazing and just blew away, you know, what they had done previously.
Mm.
So I encourage anybody who's using Reiki as a healing modality to come take this program, and you will totally increase your capabilities.
Oh, the other thing, real quick, we don't have a price yet on this, but this is only limited to about 20 people. So if this is something you're interested in, please contact us right away, because we want to get you on the list, because I'd hate for you to want to come and take it and we don't have enough room. So it's only limited to 20 people. We'll get the pricing out on our website, www.crystaltemple.org, as soon as we have it. The next program we have that week is Alchemy. Master Teacher Teresa Bullard. She was on our show. She's got a doctorate in physics, and she talked about Kabbalah a little bit a few months ago, maybe. And she's going to be teaching an in-depth alchemy class over 2 days, the October 21st and 22nd. And then on October 23rd is David's favorite thing in the whole wide world.
The Adam Cadman Gate.
Yeah, we're setting up the gate. And we will be doing Adam Cadman activations with the Stargate. So, you want to talk about that?
So we'll have two gates going in one room. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So Adam Cadman is the full activation of the DNA, all 24 strands, turns on your divine blueprint, and activates your ascension code. So this is the fulfillment of creating the divine man and bringing God fully into the physical body. So the only way to do it is with this process that was developed in 1997 with the help of some galactic beings. And so I encourage anybody who is called to please come and experience this, because it'll change you forever.
And this, the Adam Cadman, it actually means, God in human form. The Adam Cadman program is $333, and that pays for everything that you need. It pays for the manuals, it pays for the training, it pays for the activation. It's completely worth it, because your entire light body will change by being activated with this Adam Cadman. So this is a huge, huge activation. This, by far, besides my Adept initiation, this one knocked my socks off. It's like you stood there and I was face to face with God. It was amazing. So we got a couple other things going on, including the Ritual Master initiation coming up October 25th and 26th, and that is the initiation into the warrior path. It's, initiation into the lineage of the Knights Templar. And for those of you out there that are true warriors fighting under the banner of love, this initiation is for you. It's the last time that it will be offered at the price that it's offered. It's $1,000. It's 2 days. And next year, starting in 2009, the price will increase greatly. So if that's something that you're interested in, it's still open to the public. We're taking up applications. You do have to apply. But any of these programs, if you have any questions at all, please call me. My number here at Crystal Temple is 503-249-0303. Or you can call in our 1-800 number we just got. It's 1-866-755-7025. And as always, keep up to date on our website, www.crystaltemple.org. And David, do you have anything else to add for this lovely show that we had today?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And please let your friends know that we're here on BBS Radio Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And check out our website, and we hope to hear from you.
Yeah, we hope to hear from everybody listening. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.